The reward regarding the Umrah is a great, and the only one know the reward exactly in detail is Allah Azza wa Jal only. But what we know, it was been mentioned to our Sharia, which is many. One of it is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wal Umrah ila al-Umrah," the Umrah till the other Umrah is a kafara for all the sin that been committed after the Umrah. Means when you do Umrah, it will be a kafara for all the sin that be committed after it until the next season of the Umrah. Exclude the medicines, because the medicines need tawbah, a great repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is one of the great reward, and absolutely is the purpose of every single one of us as a believer to search for any means of forgiveness. Because if you achieve the forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, means you success dunya and akhirah. And also among the great reward and benefits from making Umrah, it's a way for you to pray in the holy lands, Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Kaaba, al-Haram al-Makki. And to pray in this great Messiah have a great reward. Also like how the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Hadith Abu Hurairah, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صلاة في مسجد هذا خير من ألف صلاة فيما سوى. To pray in my masjid, means the Masjid al-Nabawi, to pray in general like that, means all the prayers include, whether it's an obligate prayers, in the congregation prayers, or the sunnah and the nawafil include qiyamul layl. And this is the understanding of the ulama. That's why Allah of Salaf, when they make the Umrah and the Hajj, and they come to the Holy Land, they do their best to pray how much they could from the fara'id, also from the nawafil, in these great holy lands, to achieve this massive reward. And for those who they say this great reward is only for the fara'id, because he mentioned the masajid, and normally in the masajid we play the congregation's prayers, the obligate prayers, is not correct. Why is that? Because also in the masajid we pray other prayers from the sunnah, which is not obligate, like the rawatib, like the normal nawafil, like raka'atayn masjid, like salatul tarawih, etc. So the masjid is a place to pray all kind of prayers, not just the fara'id. That's why we say it's general. So we say, barakallahu feekum, the Prophet ﷺ said, صَلَاةٌ فِي مَسْجِدِ هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ صَلَاةٍ فِي مَسْجِدِ. To pray in my masjid better than 1,000, better than to pray in other masjid 1,000 times. Means the one salah in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ will equal to 1,000 prayer in other masjid. Then Imam Ahmad, this riwayah in Bukhari, Imam Ahmad rahmatullah ta'ala, he add with an authentic riwayah. He said alayhi salatu wa salam, except al-masjid al-haram, means masjid Mecca. Except al-masjid al-haram, prayer in al-masjid al-haram equal to 100 prayer in my masjid. So the result of that means prayer in the masjid of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-masjid al-nabawi, equal to 1,000 prayers in other masajid. And al-haram al-makki, masjid al-ka'ba, equal to 100,000 other masajid. The prayer in the Masjid al-Ka'ba equal to 100,000 prayer in other masajid, except in the Masjid al-Nabawi. So this is one of the great benefits we achieve it from making Umrah, besides other great benefits too. And you need to understand, when Allah Azza wa Jal orders of making worships for sake of Him Jalla wa Ala, means minimally practicing that worship make you an obedient slave to your Lord. This itself is a great, great benefit. Besides other benefits, Allah Jalla wa Ala make it in practicing that worship out of His generosity Jalla wa Ala. Barakallahu feekum wa faqana Allahu wa iyyakum lima yuhibbu wa yardha.